Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning, Fusion Church. All right. Freedom Friday is here at last. Amen and amen. Whoa, what a wonderful week it has been, you know, especially us that we are doing the Daniel fast. And I'm sure some of you, just like Pastor Jason keeps saying, no Bustelo, you know, he can have his coffee, you know, but, you know, hey, it is a sacrifice that we do. It is a time that we draw near to the Lord. So again, good morning. We are in the book of Luke chapter 18 this morning. Luke 18, let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time that you have given us, oh Lord. We thank you for your word. Speak to our hearts, Father God. Let it be you and not me, Father. I thank you for what you're doing, what you have done, and what you're going to continue to do, oh Lord. We give you the praise, we give you the glory and the honor, and we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh, yes. All righty. Again, the book of Luke chapter 18, and it starts off. Then he spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was a certain city, a judge, who did not fear nor regard man. Now there was a widow in the city, that she came to him, saying, get justice from me for my adversaries. He would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest her continuous coming, she worry me. Verse 6, then the Lord said, hear the unjust judge said, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out to him day and night? Though he bears long with them, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, he will surely find faith on the earth. Verse 9, also he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, externally unjust, adulterous, or even as the tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess, and the tax collector, standing afar, would not as much as raise his eyes in heaven, but beat his chest, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Verse 15, then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. And Jesus called them and said to them, let the children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. Surely I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a child will not no means enter in. 18. Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witnesses. Honor your father and your mother. Then he said, all these things I have kept from my youth. So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me. But when he heard these things, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. 24. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And those who heard it, whom then can be saved? But he said to them, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, see, we have left all and follow you. So he said to them, surely I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parent or brother or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom, who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life. 31. Then he took the 12 outside and said to them, behold, we are going to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he will be delivered to the Gentiles and will be mocked and insulted and spit upon. They will scourge him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. But they understood none of these things. This sayings was hidden from them, and they did not know the things which he was spoken. 35. Then it happened, as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat on the road begging. And hearing the multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet, for he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, receive your sight, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. And amen. All right, all right, all right. Whew, that's a lot of reading for me. All right, this is the book of Luke. Now, the book of Luke is one of the longest books in the New Testament. It focuses mostly on the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. And of course, the author of the book is known to be Luke, you know, and he starts off, you know, and the verse number one, it says that he spoke a parable. This is Jesus, you know, and he says that men are always ought to pray and not lose heart. Prayer is the key to victory. Prayer is the key to the victory. In Romans 12:12, it says, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer. Continuing steadfast in prayer. In Ephesians 6:18, it says, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. Praying always, he keeps saying. Colossians 4:2, he says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in this with thanksgiving. You know, our prayer should be constant. Our prayer before the Lord. And prayer is pretty much communion with God. It's pretty much drawing closer to the Lord. It's wanting to hear him. And that's what prayer is all about. So Jesus here, you know, he's going to make emphasis upon this prayer that he's talking about. And he starts off with a parable in saying, there was a certain city and a certain judge that was there. And this judge, he didn't care about God. He didn't care about nobody. He didn't fear man, you know. But there's also in this kingdom, there was a widow, you know, who wanted justice. And she was constantly going before this judge, constantly saying, give me justice in verse 3. So she was constantly going. And like I said earlier, you know, this judge, you know, he was not religious. He was not compassionate by any means. Yet, you know, this woman was constantly going before him, you know, and she was being unfairly treated, you know, and he was getting tired of this. He says, yet because this widow troubles me. In other words, her constant coming behind, you know what? If I don't do something that I'm supposed to do, I'm going to hear it. Come on, between you and I, you know, I'm going to hear it. My wife tells me to do something and I forget. Oh, boy, I got to answer to that, because sooner or later she's going to ask me, did I accomplish the task? And sometimes I got to go, oh, man, my bad. I forgot that I needed to do that. But it's a reminder. So we need to make sure that we in our prayer time that we can go before the Lord, and we need to be persistent with our prayers. We need to go before him. Just like this widow, you know, she didn't stop. In verse 5, it says, yet because the widow troubles me, I will avenge her. You know, because she, I don't want to hear it no more. I will give her what she wants. You know, in Luke 11:8, you know, and this was an individual who came visiting somebody. And again, it was midnight and he didn't have enough food. So he went out to a friend's house and he knocked, and the guy wakes up. And who wants to be waking up in the middle of the night? I don't think I want to be. And so this individual wanted to get something for the visitors that came to his house, some food, you know, and he's knocking at his friend's house. And his friend says, I say to you, though, he would not rise to get him, you know, what his friends needed, yet because he was persistent. That word persistent and knocking, that word persistent and seeking, and that word also goes with prayer. We need to be persistent in our prayer. We need not to stop. We need to continue to pray, even though sometimes we don't feel it, because it's not about feelings. It's about faith. It's about trusting God. And it's about speaking it out to the Lord, you know. And in verse 6, it says, the Lord said, hear what the unjudge said. And shall God not avenge his own? No, he didn't fear God, but he's mentioning God here. You know, this individual judge, he didn't fear God, but he's mentioning God. He says, shall not God avenge his own who cry out, you know, to him day and night? You know, so God, you know, he's talking about God now. Won't God answer those particular prayers? So again, you know, not like the unjust judge, God will grant, you know, justice to his children who are praying consistently. You know, it may not come when we want it, but it's going to come, because it's going to come in God's timing. It's going to come when God says, you know. So sometimes things may take a little bit longer. It won't come as fast. But yet again, we need to have faith. We need to have faith, you know. And it says in verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? You know, as difficult as it may be, you know, and for what we need, you need to pray for, we need to stay in the Word of God. We need to stay in the Word of God and continue to seek him. And continue to seek him. In Hebrews 10, 37 and 38, he said, for yet a little while, he who is coming will come and not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. For anyone who draws back, my soul has no compassion in it. So again, the key words here, the just shall live by faith. We live by faith. And we need to believe, we need to trust. We need to trust in the Lord that He is going to answer us, that our prayers are being heard. And here the Lord goes into a parable in verse 24, you know, because before this, I'm not touching all these different parables, there are too many of them. But before this was the rich man that went before the Lord, and the rich man was sorrowful because he couldn't do what Jesus told him to do, to sell everything that he had. But in verse 24, it says that when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. How hard it is for them." Proverbs 11:28, it says, "He who trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like foolish." You know, that's amazing. You know, because talk about, you know, if you trust in what you have and you trust in your riches, you know, you're going to fall, but the righteous will flourish. The ones that are trusting God will flourish. So we need to trust God. We need to trust in His word. And then it gives you an example. It's verse 25. It says, "For it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Now, you know, we talk about an eye of a needle. The first thing we think about is a sewing needle. A sewing needle, you know, you thread it through the eye, you know, with your thread and all that. But basically, and back then, they always talk in parables, and they always talk about something that was coming to them. And the eye of a needle was pretty much was a small door, you know, by the gate that somebody can come in, you know, especially when it's late at night. It's a very narrow door. That means you cannot come in with a lot of things. So if you have a camel and you have all your riches and you're trying to come in, then you ain't gonna get in. You're not gonna fit through this narrow door. And that narrow door is just meant that you come in without no weapons, that you come in, you don't have nothing that big on you. So in the middle of the night. So they call it the eye of the needle. So it said it's easier, you know, for a camel to go through one of those things, where, in other words, which is something that is impossible to do for a camel to do. So it is difficult, but it is possible that, the you know, it's not saying that because you're rich, you're not going to enter the kingdom of God. It's not saying that. It's saying because if you love for the love of money, you know, that's it. If you love more something that you have, you know, so you can compare that to anything. You know, if your focus is so much on your job, and that takes away from the Lord, or if your focus is so much, even in ministry, if you focus 100 all your time and energy in ministry, but you forget about your family, you're in sin, because ministry starts at home. You know, ministry starts at home with what God has given us. So therefore, we need to be careful. We need to be careful in what we do. But then he goes into saying, it's saying in verse 26, and those who heard this, you know, who can be saved? But then the Lord says, and he said, the things which are impossible for men are possible for God. God can do all things, you know, and God makes things possible. God makes things possible. So whatever things that we may be going through, you know, whatever things that we may be facing today, we need to trust God, because God, even though it might be impossible for us to do anything, and sometimes we don't know what to do, but for God, all things are possible, and He makes a way. And again, you know, being that we don't have a lot of time, I got to keep moving here with all this scripture, you know, and I want to just go right into verse 35, and it talks about the blind man who receives his sight, you know. And it happened that as he was coming into Jericho, that a certain blind man, you know, was there begging. And when he heard the multitude passing by, he asked, "What's going on? What's going on?" And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth. Now, of course, he, you know, who was Jesus of Nazareth? So he must have heard something about Jesus of Nazareth. Because as soon as he heard that, what does verse 38 says? He says that he cried out saying, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And then again, those that were around him, you know, in verse 39, they told him to be quiet. "You're talking too loud, you know, keep it down. But then he cried even louder. And with that, I'm going to say, sometimes, you know, as we seeking God and as we worshiping God and as we praying, the enemy comes and he wants to disturb our prayer. He wants us to, he gives us negative thoughts, and he might speak to us and saying, God is not listening to you. No, God is listening to us. God is hearing us, but we need to make sure that we speak louder than the voices are around us, that we declare what we need to declare, because he started to shout it out. Jesus, Son of David, Son of David. Maybe perhaps, you know, this season, you might need to shout out to the Lord. Maybe it's time that we shout out to the Lord, because, you know, sometimes we are too quiet. And I'm not the quiet kind of guy. You know, I worship God and I praise God, and I go crazy sometimes, you know, and I'm very verbal with that and physical with that. And then sometimes, you know, I need to tone it down a little bit. But you know what? The presence of God, you know, the presence of God in the situation, he makes all the difference. And I believe that the presence of God right there between this beggar, that he cried out even more. But then he says, Son of David. And this pretty much was saying that he was confessing Jesus Christ as the Messiah by saying, Son of David. So he was confessing this. And when he said this, what did Jesus do in verse 40? Jesus stood still. He heard something that nobody else was saying. He heard somebody's voice that nobody else was saying, you know, and he commanded him to be brought to him. To be brought to him. Jesus hears your prayers. Jesus hears your prayers. Let me put it this way. Jesus already heard your prayer. All you have to do is just believe. Believe that he's answering. Believe that he's working it out for you. And it's saying, say in verse 41, it says, saying, what do you want from me, you know, to do for you? You know, and he said, to receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. So in other words, this individual who was a beggar that nobody cared about, who was lying in the middle of the road, you know, he brought Jesus to a standstill just because he was calling out to him, just because he was calling out to him. And he wanted to be heard. He wanted Jesus to hear him, to hear him. And he said it even louder. Sometimes we, like I said, we need to elevate our prayers. We need to elevate our prayers, and we need to praise him, and we need to glorify him, and we need to exalt his holy name. So no matter what we're going through, we might need to cry a little bit louder. Come on, it's okay. It's okay, Jesus. Hear my prayers, you know, because sometimes there's so much noise around us. There's so much things. There's so many things that we're hearing. And the enemy wants to do, he wants to continue to whisper the negative stuff. He wants to continue to tell you that it's not going to happen. He's going to continue to tell you that your prayers are not worth anything. He's going to tell us that we're not worth anything. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You know, and if we cry out to the Lord, he is faithful. He is faithful to hear us. He is faithful to hear us, but not only hear us, to answer our prayers. You know, again, this particular chapter, it has so much sayings that Jesus was giving, so many teachings in this, but I couldn't take every single one of them. It will make this thing, this particular time, too long. But, you know, reading all this, and I can see that, you know, Jesus is speaking to us directly of what to do, because he wants us to pray. He says, you ought to pray, you know, and not stop. You have to be consistent with our prayer. And that's what we do in this Daniel fast time, that we are praying, that we are going before him, that we are waiting on him. And guess what? He's going to answer your prayer. Some of our prayers are already being answered. We just haven't seen it yet. But it doesn't mean that they have not been answered. Sometimes, you know, the answer is right around the corner. Sometimes we just need to wait on him and trust him, you know, and listen to his voice. His voice. And that's why it's important that we read the word when we're fasting and when we're praying and we're doing this Daniel fast. that we're getting closer to the Lord. And guess what? And as we draw closer to him, he draws closer to us, and he's going to be sharing things with you. He's going to be speaking to you. You know, in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call upon me. Call upon me and I will answer you. It doesn't say call upon me and I may answer you. You know, he says, call upon me and I will answer, period. That's what it says. I will answer and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So whatever it is that we need to know, he's going to give it to us. He's going to answer our prayers, and he's going to answer our prayer as we draw near to him, as we draw near to his word, as we stay in connected with him. And that's what Jesus is trying to tell us here, to call upon him, to be consistent in prayer. You know, in Romans 10:13, he says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord. So we need to call upon him. We need to draw near to him. We need to seek him more than ever before. You know, because as we are seeking God, you know, we are putting everything else aside. You know, as we are seeking God in these 21 days of the Daniel fast, you know, we're putting all these different things aside and we say, Lord, I need you. You know, I need that one-on-one with my Lord. I need that one-on-one with you, and I need to hear your voice. And as you open up your word, the word of God that you have right there in front of you, as you open it up, guess what? He's going to speak to you. He's going to speak to you, and he's going to give you the desires of your heart. And guess what happens here? You know, this individual that said, Lord, give me my sight to receive sight. In verse 43, it says, and immediately he received his sight and follow him and glorify God and glorify God. You know, right here is a special point, because he says that he received his sight and then he became a follower. He became a disciple. You know, he received his sight and he started to follow Jesus. He became one of the followers, you know, and it says glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. You know, it's nothing more beautiful to see one of our brothers and sisters, you know, when they are being blessed by God, when they are being touched by God. We all gather around them and we just cheer them on. You know, when they have a breakthrough, you know, we just had the Freedom Conference. And I know that there was a lot of prayers being given. And I know that there was a lot of praise being given, because every time, you know, a prayer was answered, every time one of these individuals received a word of encouragement that God was speaking to him, they were just raising their hands and praising God and giving God the glory. We need to be grateful that God is in control and that he's making a way for us. Even this morning, as we sit here and as we're going through this word, God is speaking to us because we have made time to get together with him. And we set this time aside. And he says, because you have drawn near to me, I'm going to draw near to you and I'm going to answer you. Because don't forget, he says, call upon me and I will answer. Call upon me and I will answer. I will answer and I will show you. So there is the answer that you're asking for. Lord, when are you going to answer my prayer, Lord God? He says, when I draw near to you. When we draw near to him, he's going to show us the answer. He's going to make a provision. He's going to open up the door. So in this particular Daniel fast, whatever it is that you brought before the Lord, whatever it is that you're praying about, you need to trust that God is already hearing you. Don't listen to the voices that tell you otherwise, you know, because our bodies are going through a little bit of a change, especially us. We don't get the Bustelo. We don't have that coffee. You know, and we love coffee like me and my family. But you know what? But we are drawing closer to the Lord. Our hearing is becoming more sharper to hear his voice, because sometimes God is speaking and we don't hear him because there's too much noise around us. And God wants to quiet the noise. God wants to quiet those voices. God wants to stop those voices from coming through. And we do that by what we're doing here today. We have to do what Jesus said to do. He says to pray in the beginning. He says to pray, you know, and be consistent with our prayer. The widow, you know, she was consistent. She was constantly going before the Lord, the judge, and she was constantly asking, well, we need to do the same thing with the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you answer my prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And we need to speak it by faith. Hebrews 11 is calling the things that are not there like if they're already there. Thanking him in advance. Because when we're thanking him in advance, we are challenging him. He looks at us, oh, look at his character. Look, what is he saying? Because, you know, he wants us. He wants us to call the things that are not there like if they're already there. He wants us to speak life and not death. So, you know, we need to speak life. We need to speak life over the situation. And this widower, she was consistent. And because she was consistent, her prayers were answered. Her prayer was answered. This individual, you know, that he was by the side of the road begging. He was a beggar. But when he heard, Jesus didn't stop for nobody else. Jesus stopped for a blind beggar that was only calling out to him. And it says, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped because he heard those voices. And just because he heard those, he heard his voice, he stopped and he received his sight. Well, he's hearing you this morning. Let me put it this way. He already heard you because he already knew what you were going to ask him. But he already heard you. And the answer is around the corner. We just need to trust in him. We just need to hold on to him. We just need to believe that he is in control and he's making a way and he's making a way. So my brothers and sisters, whatever it is that we're going through, whatever it is that we want from the Lord, let's press on. The time is not to stop. This time is not for us to quit. It is time for us to advance, you know, in the kingdom of God. God has provisions for us. God has made a way for us. You know, the victory is already ours. We got to speak it. We got to declare it. And we're not supposed to be saying all the negative things that are happening. Lord, we're going to trust in you. You are the way maker. You're making a way for every single one of us. And again, let me remind you again about Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me and I will answer. And I will show you great and mighty things. Who is listening to me this morning that is not declaring to hear great and mighty things from the Lord? To hear God speak to us, to hear God direct us and to show us the way. I think we all want to hear great and mighty things from the Lord. So let's press on. Let's press on and let's hold on to his promises because he is in control. And like that, we read in verse 43, and immediately he received his sight. It's not going to be long, my brothers and sisters. It's not going to be long. We need to trust him, and we need to give him the praise, and we need to give him the glory, and we need to give him the honor. So let's focus on him. Let's trust him. Let's press on. Let's not quit. The time for quitting is not now. Now is the time to advance. Now is the time for us to move forward and to start standing more and more by the word of God and speaking life over the situations in our homes, in our family, in our church. As we get ready, as Fusion Church gets ready to expand the sanctuary, you know, it's getting close. And they're saying already, we got to start cleaning up. You know, that's going to be amazing, amazing. But guess what? Holy Ghost is ready to fill the whole entire auditorium with his presence to meet those people that are going to come in, to meet us as we come together. So let's get ready for a revival. Let's get ready. Oh, that word revival. Oh, Rabashanda, that word revival. Oh, it just stirs me up. It just stirs me up. Because this is something that is personal. This is a one-on-one revival. It's that it's between you and the Lord and what God is doing in your life. And you are about to rejoice in the Lord and you are about to go into a new season that God is taking us into. So let's get ready. Let's get ready because the victory is right around the corner. I love you. I love you. I love you. Please keep your focus. Please keep your focus. Trust in the Lord. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time in your word. I thank you, Father God, because you are the one that is sitting on the throne, Father. And you are there with your arms wide open for every single one of us, Father God. And you says, come unto me, all those who are tired and weary, and I will give you rest, Father. So we come to you this morning. We present to you all the stuff that we're going through, Father. Help us. Help us to do the right things, to speak the right things. Help us to stand still and know that you are God. And Lord, we present everything to you and we trust in you. Our hope is in you, for you are faithful. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way where there is no way. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we thank you for what you're going to do in every one of our homes, Father, and every one of our marriages, and every one of our family and our children, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. I pray you have a blessed weekend. Please keep your focus. Be expecting. If you don't expect, nothing's going to happen. But when you're expecting, when you're expecting God to show up, he's going to show up and he's going to knock the socks out of your feet, you know, when he does. Because you know what? Because you challenge him. So I'm challenging you, you know, stretch it out. Stretch it out. The victory is already there. I can keep on going. The victory is already there. See, I got excited, you know, but God is good. I love you, love you, love you. Please, please keep your focus. We'll talk and see each other. So can't wait to see you. Can't wait to hug you. God bless.